Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hello everyone and welcome to this week's episode of our weekly Flats and Shanks podcast. I'm David Flatman.
I'm Tom.
Tom who?
Tom Hanks.
You. What are you like? Thing is, what if we have a new listener this week and they don't know who you really are?
Okay, yeah, fair enough. I am Tom Shanklin, former...
I was trying to think.
Former London Welsh, former Saracen, former Cardiff Blue, and...
Go on.
Social former. Captain.
Yeah.
Of every team I played for.
You probably were, actually, weren't you?
Yeah, 100%. If there was a social going on, I would lead it, and I would also make sure everyone came in fancy dress. Otherwise, what's the point? What's the point of having a social if everyone's just going to wear their best clothes?
Yeah, although fancy dress is a ball ache.
Yeah, but I like that. I like people making the effort. It says a lot about a person.
When they're forced to make an effort.
When they're forced to make an effort and what they come out fighting like.
Yeah. Was it you or me that went to the Saracens fancy dress party and the theme was different countries and went in a G-string with Hong Kong? Was that you or me?
No, it wasn't me.
I think it might have been me. That's a great shout, that.
Yeah. If you don't know if it was you, you'd know if that was you or not.
Surely it wasn't me. Yeah, surely. I just always thought it was... I've got a picture of either you or me having done it.
No, yeah, did it, 100% isn't me. I wouldn't do that. That's another level.
We did Piccadilly... Oh, no, we did Tube Stations once, didn't we? And one of the lads went with a veil on and a saw hanging around his neck and went, "It's made a veil."
Very good. I used to love those. Back in when we trained by Oakwood and Cockfosters for Saracens, we'd get on at Cockfosters, which was the first stop, wasn't it, on the Piccadilly line, and go all the way in, out every stop until we got about King's Cross. There's a couple of stops that didn't have pubs close by, and then we have probably talked about this because it was such a great one, wasn't it?
Just passing
each other through tube doors.
Did you? Oh yeah, we have talked about it. Remember the worst pub of all? I mean, I remember it flat out straight away.
Is it Manor House?
Yep.
Yep.
I think it's the Manor House pub as well.
Yes.
And I had a challenge, and I think Dipper or someone, Tony Dipper or someone, gave me a challenge, and it was like, right, you got to nick someone's hat from this pub. You got to, next pub we get to, you have to be wearing the hat of someone in this pub now. So I was like, right, okay, there's a bloke sitting by the bar who's, this is going to sound terrible on this podcast, but we did it, and I lived to regret it, and I nicked his hat off top of his head, and he chased me all the way down into the tube station. And I never knew I could hurdle, but I hurdled the barriers even though I had a ticket.
Oh, like something from a movie, that.
I know. I mean, I think I fell over at one point, like in a movie as well, but I was escaped by then. I was free. And I got it on, and it was this really rank black leather bucket hat that hadn't been washed ever. and it was in terrible nick, and I wore it to the Punch and Judy in Covent Garden, and George Shooter was asleep by then, and then the police, we won't get that rowdy, but the police were called. I remember thinking, like, why have they been called? There's nothing going on here. We weren't being bad at all. We genuinely weren't. And then when they walked in, Chez shouted out, "Oi, oi, strippers are here." And that was it. they didn't like us. They
locked you up. I went to a fancy dress once. We had to dress as the letter B. This was when I was at Brunel University, and it was obviously student night, pound a pint. And I didn't know what to do. So I cut the rear out of my jeans and went as, I just had to write butt naked on my t-shirt on the back.
I thought you were going to say broke back mountain.
So they went out by then. So I was just having a chat normally with people, and I just have like a white t-shirt and a pair of jeans on, like looking sharp, you know, it was real crisp white t-shirt. I'd just been on holiday, so town was coming out. And
was it?
I said, oh no, I was just saying, yeah, and you know, I'm not into all that fancy dress lark. Does my head in, you know, go and dress as letter B. It's just pathetic. And then I just turn around and walk off. It's fair to say I went home alone that night. But
remember when...
not from the want to try it.
What? Yeah, exactly. We might have done this on the pod. Who knows, who cares? But when we were in an Eros nightclub in Enfield one night, and these girls came over, or we went over to them more likely, and started chatting, and they said, "What's his name?" And I said, "Oh, he's French. This is Thomas, and he's French, and you had to be French all night." Do you remember? Do you remember that? Do you remember that?
I don't know. Probably. I used to change your name all the time. Didn't everyone did?
Yeah, usually with Jeff. I used to be, or because of Powley, I used to be the Jeff. Powley was Jeff the Carpenter from Essex, and I think I was Jeff the Carpenter from Penge, or something like that. But it was, yeah, it was very funny. And yeah, I used to, you know, they were good days. I mean, we're too old for all that now. But I remember Tomo, Dave Thompson, he just used to, one night he came over and it just, you know, when you wink and one of your eyes shuts, he just walked over and he'd winked and he kept one of his eyes shut. And they were like, "What happened to your eye?" He's like, "What do you mean? Your eye? Yeah, what about my eye?" And we're looking at her like, "Don't." So your eye, and he's like, "Yeah, I mean, what about my eye? What do you want to know about my eye?" What's as if he didn't know his eye was shut, and he kept his eyes shut for the whole night.
That's method.
It was genius.
That is method. Like,
the whole night, mate. His eye was shut the whole night. The next morning, he came into breakfast. He's like, "All right, boys, one eye shut." It was just genius.
Oh, I went to. How's your week been anyway? I mean, if you want to listen to Six Nations, make sure you get on the ITV STV Six Nations pod. Just have to mention that. Actually, before I say how your week's been, mate, how did you get on with Match Pint?
Really badly.
No, you didn't do really badly. I did really badly.
56% I got. My predictions were 56%, right?
I had England to win by 22 points on the weekend. In the Guinness Rugby Legends overall... Yeah. I finished sixth. You on 157. You did well on fourth with 168. But Yian, the Lion Evans, aka Bruce Willis, he won it with 192 points.
Wow, you mean Lion Yian Evans?
That's
Can't
just
trust
luck.
Him.
That is just luck. I mean,
of course it is.
It is. Of course it is. There's no way he's a better score predictor than me or you.
No way, fella.
In the Flats and Shanks League, though, Ollie Hodge, he won round four, I think. But overall, Neil Pugsley won with 196 points. So,
yeah, but
well done, Neil Pugsley. I hope you claimed your 3 points. Elgin Hughes was actually joint first
as well.
It's
just a shame Pugsley won't have any mates to go and have a pint with because he doesn't get out enough because he's got too many points.
I should have mentioned Elgin Hughes was joint winner, but Neil Pugsley leads on the leaderboard. But this joint points doesn't really matter, does it? James Metcalf from Guinness finished on fourth. He did all right, 194.
Didn't he?
You finished 67th.
Above you or below you?
Mate, you're always above.
You.
Nolly finished on 172. I finished 115th out of 747 members. So I would say that the Match Pint score predictor was a good success. I really enjoyed playing on it through the Six Nations. Long may it continue.
Because of the pint thing and all that stuff, but also because we had some good little bants on our little WhatsApp groups, didn't we? MLB management WhatsApp group, Michelle, we're fully at it.
Yeah.
I think I was the last to send mine in.
I've been really unlucky, though. I probably would have finished first. Every week. But, you know, that disallowed try from Wales against Italy right at the end, that really screwed me. And so did...
Hammered you, didn't it?
So did that resurgence in the second half from Scotland. You know, part of me really wanted Scotland to win because it was a great comeback, but I'd say 51% didn't, so I could finish high up in match pint predictor. Mm-hmm. So
it's real, isn't it? The thing is, it's digital now. It's there forever.
Just before we get into stuff, I just want to mention what this, stuff? Dave. Just stuff in general, like what we've been up to.
All right, yeah,
Did you see the new documentary? I can't remember what it's called. I think it's called like Harry's Men on the 96 England football team. And they've
66.
Yeah. No.
96. Yeah. Harry Redknapp's Men.
Yeah.
No, never heard of it.
You haven't heard of it?
Nope.
Oh my days.
Really?
Yeah. I loved it. It was on last night. I think it's on tonight again. I'm going to get it up for you so I get the actual right name. You can see it on Catch Up and Planner. But basically, what's gone on? It's called Harry's Heroes. Okay. So, Harry's Redknapp and his team of the 1990s players. So, you got Neil Ruddock, Lee Sharp, Waddle, Merson, John Barnes, but he's injured.
That's why my mate Natty was on Twitter saying... You wouldn't believe Razor Ruddock ever played professional football.
Matt Letizia, there's loads of them. Yeah, you wouldn't believe it at all. David Seaman.
Seaman, Seamo?
Yeah.
PSC, Psycho?
No, he's not in there. Basically, anyone with who's desperate for work is in there, I think. But it's really good. And they're all out of shape, and they're trying to get them back into shape, and they're playing a German Legends team. But, I mean, Razor Ruddock is a mess of a bloke. He does a cracking mangina. You see that. But what made me laugh was they're all getting weighed. Okay, so they're all getting weighed the first day they arrive and everyone's getting on the scales and David Seaman gets on the scales and all you're going to hear is Razor Ruddock in the background. Oh, there it is. 90 kg of Seaman. But it's really good because you also get to see all the boys' houses as well. Like... Harry Redknapp really? And Sam Banks. Wow. Matt Letizia.
Also,
not as big. Lee Sharp, big. Barnsley. Barnsley should do with a lick of paint.
Could it?
That's what they say, yeah. Who was in there as well? The Romford Pele.
I love him. Yeah. Ray Parler.
Yeah. But it's really good. You've got to watch it. It's really funny.
Watch it.
They're all on about Ruddock and his weight, and they're all trying to lose weight, and he's gone on a party boat to the Mediterranean drinking pina coladas. He's gone, mate. They did a bleep test and everything, and Ruddock left on level one.
No.
He can't run, mate.
But he played pro football.
It's on tonight. You watch it on Catch Up. It's really good.
Okay.
It's fun.
I'll have a look at that. I remember when I did a bleep test for a joke and I'd had a double shoulder recon, been out for 10 months, but my Achilles was so knackered that I couldn't do any weights and I couldn't row and I couldn't run. So I just like ballooned. I was in terrible nick. I couldn't do anything for like 6 months beyond rehab, which does nothing. And the lads made me do a bleep test like for a joke because I could hardly run. So I was like, I'm doing it with one foot poking out to the side. And I was like, oh, cool. And then I did it. And even then, I got to level 8 point something. So I was rubbish at a bleep test. But level one is walking.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, there's some quite old boys there. Like Chris Waddle's quite old. Speaking of old blokes, right, it just reminded me. I did a dinner a while ago, right, and there's a really old committee member, and he was sort of the MC, really just telling people to sit down, making them go up for food, table by table, that old thing. And the comedian was sat with us on the top table. And as this old committee member introduced the comedian, introduced him, said his name and stuff, and as the comedian got up, he just picked up the mic, looked at the old committee member and said, "How the F did Harold Shipman miss you?" It just tickled me completely. He goes, I'm going to have to give you the kiss of life, aren't I? But he was so old.
That's good.
Yeah, it is that. A good one. That was right in the, straight in the memory bank. But very anyway.
Very good.
Laughs, hey?
Well, it's just mega lols, isn't it? So how was your week last week? Well, I know a couple of days were at work as we were together.
But yeah, I really enjoyed Cheltenham. Proper way to do it. Guinness really looked after us, and that was a lovely day. That was a betting day for me. That was a chance to redeem myself for the rubbish bets I put on the day before, which I just went with name, whilst this time I followed a bit of form. Felt like John McCurick.
Yeah.
Was that his name?
A bit like him. John McCurick's close enough.
That's it. I knew it was something in there. But I really enjoyed that. Saturday was mental day. Doing stuff for ITV in the streets of Wales.
Oh, yeah.
And some flash interviews after.
Were you vox popping for ITV, were you?
Yeah. PTCs, piece of the camera. It's just all the lingo I'm picking up these days.
God, yeah. JCBs, yeah.
And then flash interviews after.
STDs with ITV in Wales. Yeah, okay, go on.
Yeah. I've never done flash interviews before. They said,
they are, don't they?
Yeah, but when they asked me, I said, yeah, I've done a few.
Like, of course you do.
I was like, that's like
when you're, a prop. When you're a prop, it's like you're a loose head. You cover the tight head. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm a real boy.
Yeah.
Of course you do.
And
like, Shanks, do you play wing as well? Yes. Yeah. Fullback? Affirmative.
Oh, mate.
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, first interview up was Joe Schmidt. I was like, oh, gee. But anyway, just blagged it and tried to sound upbeat, but dying inside. But anyway, just played touch tonight, though, and really dominated. Got my heart rate up to 148, which is really good for me because I've got a heart like a horse.
148 is good for you?
Yeah, yeah. I normally, when I'm playing touch once a month because my knee's knackered, I'm normally getting up to about 125, but we're short on numbers tonight, so...
You are kidding me.
Yeah, I was playmaker... I was gas man. I was Dick Van Dyke, mate.
Yeah, okay. All things to all men.
The Leatherman, mate. The complete tool. Had everything.
Yeah, at complete weapon. Yeah.
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 That's my week, mate.
I can get my heart rate to 147. The toilet, mate.
Walking up the downstairs.
I can. Honestly, my heart flies.
Yeah.
That's why I haven't got long left, so I better tell you about my week quickly before.
Yeah.
That's it. Well, I went to watch my daughter play netball on Monday, Tom.
How was that?
Bristol Grammar School. They lost their first game of the season and it was a decent loss as well.
No.
Taken apart, mate. Good for him, though. I mean, yeah. I took her back to the car, all smiles, and gave her a little chocolate bar on the way back. And as soon as I got back to the car, I pulled it out of her hand and gave her a good smack. Can't go losing, mate. Okay?
Cruddy kids, mate, you.
Yeah, that's what I said to her.
What'd you say? If you want to... When I see the rainbow, you've got to put up with the rain.
That's it. Give me that chocolate. You're a loser. That's what I said to her. Mm. Obviously, I went to Cheltenham on Tuesday as well, so I tic-tac-toe 3 days at Cheltenham.
Oh.
I went with Matt Powell on the Tuesday with a jockey club, and Sinbad was on the table with his wife, Lucy, so that was lovely, and saw a few peeps and had a few whiskey cocktails and a bit of champers. It was a beaut day. 1-0. Wednesday with you, with the Green Room, which was great fun. Durda's hosting it, different level. Lee Westwood was in there. He won 48 grand, told Instagram about it, and also told me that he hasn't won less than 50 grand in the last 4 years.
I never tell people when I win that much. You know that. I never, ever brag. I just bank
you've
it.
Heard me tell you that I've won 50 grand. You've never heard me say that.
I bank it on PayPal, and I just use that on House of Fraser and other shopping websites.
And Amazon and Field and Flower.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that was nice, wasn't it?
Mm.
It was a lovely night, wasn't it?
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
What was your Saturday like?
Well, before that, boy, before I talk about that, on the Tuesday night, I texted Andy Hazel. We got a little WhatsApp group, Andy Hazel, Alex Brown and James Forrester. Jang, aka Django Brown and Hazy.
Is the Forrester still in Singapore?
No, he's back in Cheltenham.
Okay.
Living large, mate. He's basically bought one of the stately homes off the Queen. Oh. And he's doing it up. Yeah, it's tough life. When you're like Django, mate, you're born to privilege. So it's one of those things that if something needs to happen, he just looks in the ashtray of one of his cars and the funds are in there. Do you know what I mean?
He's just made it.
He's a lovely man, but he's just made it. So on a Tuesday night, I asked them, where should I go for dinner in Cheltenham? Because I was there with Pauly and a couple of sponsors. Where should I book? And they said, try this place called Koj, K-O-J in Cheltenham. Japanese, whatever it is, tapas or whatever, but no sushi. It's a Japanese restaurant with no sushi. Okay. Booked it, packed it, went there. The bloke walks over and says, are you Flats? I was like, yes. Do you want me to sign?
Not again.
And he's like, I'm Koj. We went to school together. Turns out Koj owns a restaurant in Cheltenham called Koj. And he was on MasterChef. And he did really well on MasterChef. So loads of people know him. And his restaurant was really busy. And we had this lovely chat. And I was like, look, instead of ordering for the menu, just give us loads of food and give us what you reckon we should have. And it was very, very, very delicious to the point where I asked basically for the same again.
Okay.
Anyway, that was interesting. So that's my best friend, Koj, now.
Right. I don't know what I was expecting then.
Yeah, just I know people everywhere, mate. Yeah. And you're a friendly guy, yeah? But yeah, I had to race off on Thursday from Cheltenham because I hosted an event at Langham's in Piccadilly for your dad, Big Jim's mate, Howard Evans.
Yeah.
Formerly London Welsh, but Lord's Taverners, that was a charity thing. And I said I'd do it before I agreed to go to Cheltenham. So these things you just got to go and do. And it was really, really good fun. Really nice. Hosted the Old Enemy dinner at the Grosvenor on Friday night. Did Stuart Kelly, Reed organised that.
Did Kelly Brown bring his guitar? Was he there?
So Kelly Brown boy's guitar, yeah.
Is he like the new David Brent / Sean Holly, just brings a guitar everywhere with him?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And he's like, they're wheeling me out again. I was like, just get up there and shut up. Just get up there and sing, eyebrows.
Yeah.
Very funny. So Big Jim was there. Doddy was there. I mean, everyone's there. I sat next to Mickey Skinner.
Yeah,
which
saw that.
For me is super cool.
Mick
I really
the Munch.
That. So I sent, he gave me a selfie. He goes, right, let's do a selfie for your dad. We had a couple of beers and I got back to my seat.
Does he still have a mullet, mate?
He does, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So I got back to my, every time I went up on the stage for half an hour, 40 minutes at a time doing stuff, you know.
Yeah.
You get back down and he's like, I had three beers while you were gone. So there's your three. Oh. I'm like, mate, we're sitting together, not drinking together. He said, we are, pal. Yes, we are. And I was like, okay, yeah. And I had two G&Ts while you were up there. I was like, right. So I'm getting back down. And by the end of dinner, I was twatted, to be honest with you, which is, makes me sound very professional, but it was wicked night. Absolutely brilliant.
I had to do really, two pints really on the head on the weekend, mate.
Did you?
Yeah. Well, obviously we had about 200 people in pre Wales v Ireland game in the Marriott with Gennaro, and I couldn't drink before because I was doing all the TV and the interviews. So when I got back to the Marriott after the Wales Ireland game, we did a Q&A, myself and Alan Quinlan, and someone handed me a pint of Guinness, and I was so thirsty. I started to drink it, and it was going down so well. There's a couple of cheers from the crowd. You know what it's like, don't you? When you...
This isn't a accidental sponsorship chat. No. You and I actually do drink Guinness through
shifts. Yeah, no, exactly. Yeah. And I had a big sip, and I could hear a couple of, go on, Shan, go on, like that. So I went... I went and I finished it, and then someone added me another one, right? And then all I could hear out the back was, he won't do it, he won't do it, he'll do it. And then I could hear, then I was going, go on Shanko, go on. And then I started doing it, and
you couldn't stop.
And I looked down the front, is Chris Sadler from Enterprise Cars. He was like most aggressive face, pointing at me, going, "Do it, do it, do it!" And it was, so I did two on the head. I've not done that for like 20 years, I reckon.
I haven't done 2 points on the head. Oh, I must have done it once.
But what I will say is the amount of street cred I got after.
Oh, massive! And then you, no facial expression. Put it down. Pick up another pint. Take a sip. Carry on with your day.
Yeah. Apart from quite a few burps.
Yeah, obviously, but you disguise those, and then, you know, probably some action at the other end as well. But it's good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Sorry about that. But anyway,
yeah, it's good. Saturday was lovely. So it was just I hosted the HSBC suite at Twickenham for the England Scotland game, which was just an incredible game, as we discussed on the other pod. But it was fab, and it's a really cool day in there. So
yeah, sounds
good. You can do what you want during the game. So I wandered up to the Land Rover box, because Steve Thompson was up there as well. He was up there with someone else, but I met Tomo the hooker,
Yeah,
we met in the box, and Paul Lilly as well, who runs Triumph UK Bikes. Everyone's mates basically, so we all just piled in there for a couple of pints and watched most of the game in there. I went back down and watched the climax of the game with Chris Robshaw and Ross Ford, who were two of the guests on the day. Hugh Jones came in as well. Didn't take to him at all. Did not take to him at all. Lovely bloke.
Pourquoi?
Lovely bloke. Really nice. Good chat. Just a bit like threateningly attractive.
So you didn't take to him because he was good looking?
Yeah, it's not just that. It's not just that, because he's a nice height. He's about 6 foot, 6'1" maybe. He's very good looking in the flesh. His hair is...
Probably why we didn't hit it off to start with.
Yeah, his hair is... His face is decent. Like, it's good. It's a good face. It's not Brad Pitt, it's a good face. But his hair is like he hasn't tried, but it's still cool.
Is it because he's South African and I know how you hate journeymen?
You know how I just don't like the foreigners, do I? That's why I want to get out of it. EU as soon as we can, deal or no deal. No, it's not that, because he's a Millfield boy and he sounds like me and I sound like the Queen, right? So that's got to be right. But it's just the whole package, because he's quite pumped up and beefy, and he was wearing a tight shirt that wasn't that tight. So it was modest, but it was tight enough that you could see that he was a much better package than anyone else in the room.
Yep.
So as soon as he walked off, he left the room. He only did pre-match. Chris Robshaw went straight over to me and went, he's in good nick, isn't he? So yeah, and Robbo had two bits of cake on his plate. And Robbo's like the fittest guy ever. Mm. 2 bits of cake on his plate. And he was like, didn't touch any of these, did he? I said, no. And he's like, the thing is, protein cake, mate. That's where he's missing out.
Thing and is, so, just, I didn't. You can't starve yourself from things like cake and sugar, because, you know, you just become addicted to it when you finish. Because
like me.
Yeah, you've not been able to have it for so long. So it's good in small amounts. Well done, Robbo.
That's it. But small amounts, he's smashing it away. But didn't take the Hugh Jones because he was basically too attractive.
Okay.
Actually a really nice bloke. There is not a female that would not find him attractive. And that is what annoys me about him, because he covers so many markets.
Okay.
He's got it nailed. But yeah, Ross Ford, I never met him before, but we had a really good time actually. And after the game, we had...
Do you have some Quaker Oats with him?
Some I am brewing some Quaker Oats.
I think he was sponsored by Quaker Oats. I think maybe, but I'm just
Sean Connery's agent.
Well, yeah, well, Stanley Goodspeed. Well, of course you are. Losers always whine about doing their best, while the winners go home and a prom queen.
You're necking pints and doing Sean Connery impersonations, mate. We're going downhill. We're spiraling out of control.
And we had a punch bag in there as well, which I hit.
Did you?
Yeah, I hit 999, which is the biggest score. Wouldn't go to 1,000. Oops.
That is massive. Yeah, but you're a freak.
No,
a freak.
No, it wasn't a great one, mate. Anyone could have hit that. Bubs hit it as well, so enough said.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
So after the game, we had Richard Wigglesworth come in and mentioned this in the other pod, but very, very, very good on a Q&A panel. Very good.
Okay.
Punchy, incisive, appropriately sweary, like not blue.
How many caps did he have?
Don't know, actually.
Okay.
I was just, all I wanted to talk to him about was Ben Spencer, get a nod ahead of him.
Yeah.
Didn't get a chance to rub it in too much, but I talked to Robbo as much as I possibly could about Brad Shields.
Yeah.
Because he can't really argue with Mark Wilson, because Mark Wilson has just been fantastic for England. Like, what a player. He can't argue with that. And he didn't argue with Brad Shields. He played a straight bat. But I personally am not having the Brad Shields thing. I'm absolutely willing to be proven wrong, but I've watched every minute of rugby he has played since he came to the UK, and I have.
Big statement.
I've seen it well. I watched all his games. He's only played about 10, and I have not yet seen anything that puts him above some of the guys he's in that England squad ahead of. Mm-hmm. And I hope it's not because he's big with the right accent. He's a big Kiwi, and he played all those guys. I hope it's not that. I hope there's something I'm not seeing. But I'm just being completely frank. I realise it's a reasonably aggressive thing to say on our friendly little pod, but I'm not having it at all.
Nice bit of business today. Did you hear?
Go on. Josh Adams. The Scarlets.
Yeah, Josh Adams signing for the Blues.
Yeah, sad for Worcester that, but it's always going to happen.
When I interviewed Rob Evans after the game, right, I said, he come in, you know what he's like, you've met him before. Lovely bloke, large in life. So I said, here I am with Grand Slam hero, Rob Evans. He liked that. He had a little laugh.
You see him on the interview with, was it Ross Harris and Rhys Priestland after the game?
Yeah, it was, I think it was Ross Harris.
Rhys Priestland said, he's like, any truth that you're the best prop, the loose head prop in the world now? The rumour that you're the best loose head prop in the world now? He said, I'm not far off, bud. Not far off.
It was Gareth Rhys-Owen, it was.
That was it, grow bag.
Yeah.
Growth hormone. grower.
Grow up,
boy. So, I like Rob Evans. He's very good value. John Barkley's story on the Friday night, this old enemy dinner. John Barkley was on the panel, the Scottish flanker.
Yeah.
Very bright, very funny, actually. I've never met him before, and he only answered a couple of questions. It was a weird Q&A because basically a couple of people asked Phil Vickery, and Phil Vickery does proper long, very funny stories. So the other lads just sit and listen. And to be honest, they're as happy listening to Vicks as they are answering their own questions.
Yeah.
So John Barkley only got a couple of questions. They all did, but very, very funny. And he tells this great story. I won't tell the whole thing because somebody might go to an event and hear it one day, but it's about his first time at Scarlets. He's obviously not Welsh.
Yeah.
He's Scottish. He's also very bright. He happens to be. Yeah. And he's like the boy. He's basically got Rob Evans and I've forgten his name. Tight head prop. Big lad. Joe Marler had a spat with him. Samson Lee, yeah. So they're having a chat and he's like, no, it's AFR. AFR. No, it's R. There's an R in there, right? It's AFR, and he walks over and they're trying to spell something. And it's basically like they're arguing over the spelling of an avocado. That's the point. So I hope I can deliver a joke now and then. I've deliberately made that not very funny because I don't want to nick someone else's story and, you know, deliver the punchline and claim it as my own. But I did ask him afterwards. Good one, that. It's a very good one. Very good one.
Yeah. John Bartley replied to a tweet of mine yesterday, I think it was. Scott Baldwin put this tweet out about Sean Edwards and how amazing he's been for Wales, etc., etc. And I just replied saying, mate, climb out of his rear. And I knew it was a good one when you got a load of the boys retweeting it, Liam Williams, all that lot, all retweeting it straight away. And John Bartley put up a gif of Team America, one of the guys in Team America just being aggressively sick. And it was I felt really bad because there's a really nice tweet about him, but you know what it's like. The
boy, got battered now.
Yeah, right? But the boy, you can't get away with anything like that, can you, with the boys?
No.
You try and be really nice and it just backfires.
No, but I love that.
I loved it. Rob Evs retweeted it as well.
Did he?
Yeah. You know it's a good one then when it's, the boys are doing it.
I just, when they announced the three signings at Scarlets of Fox, Sheriff and Rob Evs, I'm using their nicknames now.
Yeah.
And I just replied to Rob Evans and just put about $10 signs or dollar bags.
Yeah.
And because I remember we did an interview with him and I was like, it's good fun playing for Wales. He's like, yeah, it's good cash, like good cash. And you don't spend a penny while you're here. While you're here, you know, everything's free, free food, like free showers, free laundry and get paid for it. Like double win. That's brilliant. Yeah, he's good value.
Yeah,
good value.
He is good. Right, that'll probably do us. I mean, we're going to get back next week to the Premiership. Sorry if we've missed any of the Premiership this week. Basically, there's been loads on. It's been the end of the Six Nations. We will.
There's only the Premiership Rugby Cup final this weekend with Saints and Saris, and that is now a few days ago, and it's kind of dead. But just as an aside, Saints were very good. Lewis Ludham, really, really good on the flank. Really liked him. James Grayson at 10 looked fab. Hutchinson in the centre. Got the job done.
Yeah.
So good on him. Yeah, there you go. That's our summary for the week.
That's a good one. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Well done. Anyway, we'll be back to you as per normal now next week. Can't wait for it. Can't wait to get back to a bit of domestic rugby. I've missed it.
Oh, I really have.
I really have. You know, sometimes it's nice when you get these little windows where it's international rugby, but let's not forget our bread and butter, our grassroots, which is...
Speaking of which, while I've got you on the... While I've got you sort of eye to eye...
Yeah.
Next Saturday, or this Saturday, with Channel 5, we're doing the live game thing, Saris against Quins from the London Stadium, the Olympic Stadium. But then we're going to, instead of doing the highlights in Devon on the Sunday, which is a bit of a trek, we're going to do it on the Saturday night.
Yeah.
So on Sunday, you've got a day off. Do you fancy getting together and hanging out?
This Sunday?
Yeah. Take the kids to an adventure park or something?
Yeah, possibly. Possibly.
Four girls, they could go fishing or something?
I'm not sure what my weekend is looking like yet, mate. So
do you want to get back to me on it?
Yeah, I'm not discounting it and I'm not being a knob by just blanking you.
If you could let me know by Sunday morning, that'd be great.
Yeah, of course. Let me have a think about it and find out what we got on, because my dad's coming down as well, I think, this weekend.
Big Jim.
So, yeah, Big Jim. Mate, the grass don't cut itself.
Yeah, true that, true that. I always think if I had a real job, I'd always go to the hairdressers during work time, because I heard someone say once, you're getting a haircut during the day, during the working day. He's like, it grows on work time, so it gets cut on work time. I like that.
Yeah, and never have a poo in your own time. Never have poo on your lunch.
No way.
Never have poo on your lunch. Always have poo
I never poo for free. Never.
Mm-hmm.
I only do it on someone else's watch, someone else's clock.
Yeah.
100%. Otherwise, that is dead time. And that applies to other things as well.
All you need is three bits of paper as well. One up, one down, and one to polish. Have you been watching Alan Partridge?
I've watched one, and...
It gets better. It gets better. I promise you.
Oh, the Irish guy. I've seen the clip on Twitter. Oh, my God. That is so funny.
If I had a choice
There's no H.
If I had a choice between Partridge and Brent, it would be Partridge. I'm sorry. The original.
Don't apologise.
The original. He's so clever. His use of language is just incredible.
Can I have some water? My mouth is dry.
Honestly, it gets better.
I'm going to watch it right now. Because I've put my kids to bed.
They're talking about dogs. They're talking about dogs on this show. And he goes,
"Wah!"
like that. And it scares his co-presenter. And he goes, I love doing that to women. It's all good. Hey, it's all so funny.
It can't be any funnier than Fleabag, which is just
good.
Start of series one. It is so good.
Also,
series two is
well.
So good. You almost can't believe she's made it. Honestly, okay. I'm sitting there like, This is amazing. It's so good.
Okay.
Anyway. All right, fella boy.
All right, lad. We'll speak to you all next week.
Yeah, bye everyone.
Don't forget, if you've got any questions.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Keep them coming. Keep them coming. We'll maybe do a live Insta question or Facebook question time when we're together next.
Yeah. Or Twitter. Or something. Right. All right. Bye. Good luck to you. Bye all.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.